first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my hand. 9, 10, and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What's he know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Hello, NASA.
Hey, NASA.
Well, I love you, you know that.
Oh, look, we love you too, NASA.
Here she goes.
All right, so you're giving us a reality rap at the moment of, you know, the TV shows happening. Which one are we kicking off with?
Well, I think Farmer Needs a Wife. I think we should look at that because that's coming soon and they're promoting it as, like, the real love story.
Like The Bachelor, almost. It's a Bachelor-style promo. Mm. I did watch it during Big Brother last night. Yeah. I think the guy that James Warburton, I think his name is, was at 10, now at 7. Mm. And he's bringing those 10-style shows to 7, it seems.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. But have you seen the other promo where the chicken finds the wives?
No.
The chicken runs across the road, goes across the train station to find the women.
Is this a show? This isn't a show.
Yeah,
what, an actual chicken?
It's an actual chicken.
I don't think the whole show is just chickens searching down women.
That's how they picked them. The chicken picked the women. I swear to God, I'm not joking. The chicken picked, and then she stands there, and the lady turns around and goes, "Oh my God, there's a chicken right next to me," and it says, "You're the one." But I tell you what though, just moving away from that, the Big Brother, which I predicted, it's getting slammed.
What do you mean? We love Big Brother. What do you mean?
It's slammed, like a really bad reviews.
No.
You know what, NASA? I'm going to disagree with you. I'm obsessed with Big Brother. I think they've done a great job.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You are crazy. I don't think we should talk anymore. I'm dropping you. That's it. Our relationship's going to finish.
Now, NASA, I haven't watched a single minute of it, really. So tell us, are you in a pub, by the way? Or like a TAB or something?
He's having piccolo lattes with all of his mates in Surry Hills and Sydney.
I'm outside. And they're all looking at me going, who the hell is he talking to?
So hold on, NASA. When you're saying Big Brother's getting slammed, what are you reading? New Idea, Woman's Day? Is this where you're getting your sources from?
No. I'm serious. I get a lot of messages about it and just say, look, we're turning off this. This is ridiculous. There's a lot of bitching. It's Survivor indoors. It's Hunger Games. It's this, it's that, it's the other. And I find that true because we used to vote for Big Brother before and we used to look at it and go, okay, you know, we like this one, we don't like that one. But now the game has changed, completely changed. And the people in there, I mean, really, who's going to be memorable? I mean, you can tell the villains.
Angela!
Are you saying that it's not as good as your season of Married at First Sight?
Never. Our season will always be memorable. I'm telling you now. Our season was raw, was natural, was not put on. Our season was because we had no idea. We were virgins when we went to the show.
Yeah, that is true.
NASA, what do you think of The Voice? I mean, a bit of a argy-bargy on there last night. Isn't it just rubbish?
It's rubbish. How the hell did Delta Goodrum, honest to God, and Guy Sebastian get to be judges? You know who I want to see with The Voice? I want to see someone like Paul Kelly. I want to see someone like
Aussie legends.
Aussie legends judging people that are actually, these guys write songs. Not Guy Sebastian. Like, seriously, he only got there because of Hillsong. Hillsong has got a record label and they bought all his records. Delta Goodrum can't even fill her own bedroom with people. They tried to fill her out 2-4 times.
NASA, did you see Delta's dirty feet on The Voice? It's actually sent people into meltdown. Delta put her feet up on the near where the button is, and the Daily Mail have pictured her filthy feet.
It's shocking. Absolutely
Shrey's dirtiest feet,
Kelly,
they're saying.
And is it Kelly Rowland? I think it's
Kelly
Rowland. Yeah,
Kelly Rowland.
Please, put a bra on. Can you do us a bra? It's a family viewing. Put a bra on. I mean, that outfit is shocking.
You're about family values, aren't you, NASA?
Family values, kids, all that sort of stuff. Animals, chickens, horses, all that sort of thing.
Well, there he is. Thank you, NASA. It's always a pleasure to have you on
this
segment,
show. NASA, we're keeping it. The guys, I don't care what they say.
I'm right into it. I think you're doing a good job.
Look, I'm a flip-flopper, I'll be honest, NASA. Sometimes, like, you're on the money. Sometimes I disagree with what you're saying.
Well, you know, we can't all agree to... We have to agree to disagree, don't we?
That's it.
There he is, NASA, ladies and gentlemen. We're asking, right or wrong, bringing the partner to meet the family after only 6 weeks.
That's right, because it was my mother-in-law's birthday, so we celebrated on the weekend, and all the family got together.
Big milestone, yeah? How old did she turn?
I'm not allowed to disclose that information, otherwise I'll get in big trouble. Yeah. But, yeah, my sister-in-law brought her partner along, and they've only been dating for about 6 weeks, and this is what I've been told, so a bit of a family rumour. I thought to myself, well, it's probably a little bit less than that, because they were assuming that it's been that long, because I said, it's a bit soon to bring your boyfriend along to a big family occasion, isn't it?
You couldn't do something like ask her how long it's been.
Well, no, because I didn't have time to talk to her, and she was with him for the whole weekend already. So
you were very upset by this. Mm. You made a point of it several times here at work. What is she doing? I think it's totally fine. Maybe it's the love of her life. What an unwelcoming bunch of people.
Look, I just thought to myself, you know, you've got to earn your stripes before you get to come to a big family celebration.
It's just breakfast, Jay. Jeez.
It doesn't matter.
What stripes do you have to earn?
I don't know. I just think the loyalty, you're in the family, it's true love, you're not going anywhere. There's nothing worse than you have to keep meeting a new member of the family all the time.
That's called entrapment, my dear.
No, it's not.
You must become one of us before we treat you like one of us.
But 13:10:09, if you think that 6 weeks is too soon, that's only a month and a half.
You rolled the recorder over this. I don't think they know that this exists, yeah?
No, I'm sure they must.
Yeah, they do. But the thing is, this is what happened, you know, when he got introduced to the family.
Welcome, Riley, to the Cranesy family. Ben and Jacob were quieter, but they got us loud. Yeah. Hey, did you notice that?
Yeah. So he got bombarded by us loud women there. And then to the point where this is where I think it's too soon, is that he was so nervous he didn't want to eat.
You have bacon there.
Coke.
Yeah. Do you want just veggies? Full breakfast.
Do you want just a bowl of feta cheese?
That's not awesome.
Do you want a coffee?
He's already had one. He had one from here and it was not great.
It's real easy.
Really?
Yeah, when we got here we got one.
You know, Claire goes, mate, you know, that's nice.
No. Yeah, so anyway.
A real-time review there of the coffee of that place.
But obviously we were trying to get him to have something, make him feel comfortable. Maybe we were a little bit too intense.
Bowl of feta cheese.
Yeah.
A bowl of feta cheese. Yum.
What a delectable delight, eh, Hamish?
Sounds like an initiation ceremony to me.
Yeah, are you the Illuminati?
You must eat a bowl of feta cheese.
I'm out. No wonder they keep leaving. All right, so we go into the phone.
Yeah, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
So tell us, do you think 6 weeks, is it too soon to be bringing him to the family get-together?
Well, I just wanted to say that, Jade, you're 100% crazy.
Really? Why?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes. I think if you're going to, like you say, it might be the love of her life, so it's like, how long, like, is there a probation period before you get to meet the family?
Well,
I don't think so.
This is what I wanted to know. I thought, you know, you might introduce slowly in, you know.
You mean like a casual breakfast?
Well, you sort of, Jason, like each member of the family gets a turn and then you come to the big occasion, you know?
No, because you never, like, if the first occasion is a wedding, then you miss it. Everybody goes, wasn't that a great wedding? And for like the next 50 years, like, oh, well.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm not there.
I get that, but then I think to myself, what if he's in these pictures now forever? And if they break up, then you can't just Photoshop him out. It'll be very hard.
Burn the hole through the face.
There's an easy fix for that.
What?
Take them to when you take a photo, make them the last one on the right or the last one on the left, and then you just cut the photo out.
Thank you.
Crop them.
There he is.
Smart man. You're an intelligent man. That's
making
what I love having
sense,
you here.
Jace. Love
Thanks,
you, mate.
Thanks, Jason.
Bottle of Hunter Valley wine for you. See, Jade, I think you're being unreasonable.
All right, fine. I'm crazy.
Just put him on the end of the photos.
I
Everything
like
will be fine.
Thanks, Jason.
Have you been scammed, and for how much?
That's right. This is after a guy I met, older gentleman, you know, he'd broken up with his wife a number of years ago and he was out looking for love again, went to the internet. Mm. Unfortunately, he said he's not even sure if it was a man or a woman in the end.
That's so sad.
He took most of his life savings, $40,000.
Oh, that just, it just breaks your heart, doesn't it? Like, luckily my sister and I stopped my dad from getting scammed. So he had an email come to his account. Like, started talking, and we're like, Dad, no, this isn't a woman, like, that genuinely likes you. I'm really sorry. It's such a hard conversation to have.
It is, yeah, but I'm
sure. Loneliness is a terrible thing, and people don't see money as an object when it comes to those sorts of feelings. If you've been alone for a long time, you haven't been loved, you haven't had that human connection for a while, you just do it.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's
sad to think about.
Sucked in.
Yeah, $40,000 in the red.
Jeez. Yeah, and he's retired, like an older gentleman. So it was just, it was awful to
hear.
Do
we know what country he was sending the money to?
No. Mm. He didn't say, he just said it was overseas.
Probably some big fat Russian man sitting over in...
Who knows? You know,
in his
Moscow.
Apartment. Yeah.
Well, terrible. Living large now in his with 40 grand.
Shame. Terrible. All right, Derek. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, have you or someone you know been scammed, and for how much?
I was scammed for, it wasn't anywhere near $40,000, but I did end up losing $1,000 in the deal.
That's no good. Derek, let's walk through this. Had you been single for a while, and where did you meet this person?
Wasn't that type of scam. No, I was married at the time.
Yeah.
I was working for 30 years. I've been in the aircraft industry.
Yeah.
And I was working at a major aircraft manufacturing plant, and we had a new employee come in.
Okay.
He seemed like a nice enough guy. He'd been there a month or so, and I knew his family was living in a different city, and he was working to make enough money to bring his family out to where we were, where he was now living and working.
Yeah.
He'd been living in a hotel in the meantime because he was saving money. And about 6 weeks after he started working there, he came into work one day and seemed to be upset. I was talking to him, and he told me that the hotel that he'd been staying at was going to kick him out because there'd been a problem with his pay with the new company, and he was unable to pay his bill. And, you know, so he was all in straught. He had nowhere to live. So I've always been the type of person to look for the good in people and want to help. So he asked me if he could borrow $1,000 to help pay off his bill till he got everything sorted out. I agreed. I gave him the money in cash. And about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, he quit the job and I never saw him or the money again.
No. Jeez. Wow. Luckily, like you said, it was only $1,000.
And do you know what? You walk away from this situation, Derek, being a good person.
I mean, I looked at it the same way. It was a learning experience. And, I whether it was a scam or what the deal was, I felt hopefully in the end that I helped him out a little bit. And he obviously needed the money more than I did.
Do you think you'd still trust somebody, Derek, again, in that sort of way, if they needed help?
I like to think I would.
Yeah. Because there are a lot of good people out there, but you just have to be careful. I think that's the lesson. Mm.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate that. We'll give you a bottle of wine for that. Thank you very much. Let's go to Anna. Hey, Anna, how are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good. Tell us what happened. What's your situation?
So my mum actually, she's a widow, became a widow and stuff, and someone contacted her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she thought it was legit and stuff, and, being lonely, she was talking to this guy, and she, a few weeks later, she messaged us saying, oh, I need some money, and we're like, oh, you just, brought a new house and that, you've got all the savings, and she goes, oh, no, I had to put it into the house, and we were confused. So I went on to her messages and found all these messages from this guy saying, oh, I need money, my son needs a new laptop for school and all sort of stuff.
Mm.
And she had sent all this money overseas, and she got a cousin to help her do it.
Tell me, Anna, first question, how long was this going on for, and how much money did she lose?
So it had been going on for a few months, and when we found it, it's over 50 grand because my sister's still trying to calculate how much she lost.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
That's devastating, because especially, someone who's saved up their whole life.
Yeah, well, you know, so she lost her house in a fire and stuff, so she had all the insurance money left. So she, yeah.
Is she financially okay now?
No, she's not. We all put in and help her out and stuff to make sure she's still, like, since she's in New Zealand, so we make sure she's still got a roof over her head and stuff.
That's so sad. People are grubs. Mm. Jade is getting a cleaner. I'm so fancy. You already know
I'm in the best lane. From LA to Tokyo. Crevo, I'm thinking about getting a cleaner. Mm. What do you think? If
you're the biggest tight ass on the planet. You're not getting a cleaner. good addition there at the end. Well, nice touch. Very good job.
Thank you. I was just wondering about this because you're... What amazed me so much, you're such a private person.
Mm.
Like, even when we come around, perhaps your most trusted friends in this city, you're, like, locking things away and... closing up the treasure chest.
Don't go in that room.
And like, you've got your treasure cabinet there, which you invite us to admire,
yeah.
But then you've got your eye on us, like, just making sure we don't touch or take anything.
Yeah, I'm like very extroverted, but I'm very private at the same time. I'm a mixed bag. I don't know. I like the idea of having a cleaner. And I said this to you yesterday when we were having a chat. I was like, Crevo, I'm thinking of getting a cleaner. How much do you reckon they are? And then we got discussing, and then I was like, I don't know how I'll feel.
Because you've got a lot of jewelry and treasure.
Yeah,
and
so
stuff.
I did say to you, will I have to hide my jewelry? Like, what do you do?
So, do you know what? With you, Jade, I feel like a lot of your stuff isn't maybe worth a lot of, like money, but it's worth, you know.
A lot to
you. It's got sentimental value too.
Yeah, I'm more sentimental value. I'm, you know, I don't have diamonds hidden under floorboards or anything like that, but that's more important, the sentimental meaning behind the items.
See, I think you're fine because, you know, a cleaner's not going to take a sentimental item that means absolutely nothing to them.
They might. I don't know. This is the thing, though. You don't know.
They're not going to take your dead dog's ashes or anything. Like, you've got all different types of thing, quirky things like that.
But
don't get
what?
Offended.
No, I'm not offending. I'm not offended by you. And I just don't want to offend the cleaners out there, but I think it's a good job for someone who's a kleptomaniac. I think that's what they're called, isn't it? When they go around
can't
just pocketing
help
things.
Steal everything.
Yeah,
don't get a cleaner.
And then I said to Crevo, do you think... I could ask for a police check.
Oh.
Like, I wasn't sure if they supply that. You'd think so. If you're inviting a stranger into your house.
Jade said to me, how much is a police check?
Are you going to pay for the police check?
Well, I don't know what's the process.
It'd
I don't
be
know.
Less than $100, reckon.
I'm just saying too, and if I did have a child, like, can you ask them, like, you're inviting someone into your house around your family as well. Do you ask them for a...
simple solution.
For children with child check as well.
Don't get a cleaner. You don't trust people.
The fact that all these questions are running through your mind to me is a strong warning to all cleaners out there.
Don't do interviews with Jade. She'll
you're telling
make your
me.
Make your life a misery for the next week.
No, but like, you're not telling me that you wouldn't be wondering, what are they doing in my bedroom? They just dusting or are they snooping too,
you know?
Well,
you can be there.
Yeah, but I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable.
No, but they're not.
Like, you just hang around while they're there. That's part of their job. But
following them room to room. Like a sniffer dog.
You know what Jade also said to me? Would it be all right to just say I had a couple of cameras around the house?
Oh, I did say that, actually. I said just, I don't have them installed, but I say
just
I do.
Just get them.
Like, but then
yeah,
you'd
but that's
have
an
like
extra
a camera.
Cost. All I wanted was
let's
to
leave
just
it right
scare
there.
Them with the idea, that's all.
Don't get a cleaner, Jade. Share the duties between you and your husband. Your mother-in-law's in town. Get her to help out around the house if you don't want to do the washing. I know it's a point of contention in your marriage.
I know.
The washing's piling up. What's more important, the marriage or a clean house?
The marriage.
Oh, my God, that was a long pause.